This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL declares tritium venting success. Communities demand disclosure as operation raises more questions than answers. The Communities for Clean Water, CCW Coalition, is calling on the Department of Energy, the National Nuclear Security Administration, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, to immediately release all data, monitoring results, and analytical records from the recent tritium venting operation at LANL. CCW is also calling for the release of the final report and supporting air monitoring data be made public at least 2 weeks prior to any announced public meeting to allow tribes, local governments, independent experts, and community members adequate time for a review. The coalition's call follows LANL's recent press statement claiming quote-unquote successful depressurization of the four flange tritium waste containers, FATWACs, quote, no health or environmental consequences, end quote, and a total tritium release of, quote, less than 123 curies, end quote. Chenoa Scipio, project coordinator with Tewa Women United, said, quote, LANL is congratulating itself for cleaning up its own negligence. This operation wasn't a success story. It was the outcome of 20 years of mismanagement that NMED itself acknowledged. Despite years of preparing to vent radioactive tritium into the environment, LANL has yet to provide real data or independent verification of that data, end quote. LANL's official updates and press release following the conclusion of the operations contain multiple inconsistencies and omissions that raise serious concerns. For one example, LANL's daily reports show no internal pressure in any of the four containers. This implies no measurable buildup of gas or explosion risk. Yet, LANL continues to describe the operation as quote-unquote depressurization, contradicting its own data and the emergency justification used to obtain NMED's expedited temporary authorization. No internal pressure indicates that LANL's calculations on which it based the urgency of venting were wrong. It also implies that the FATWACs could have been transported without depressurization. In another example, Dr. Arjun Makajani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, said, quote, LANL's claim that off-site impacts were indistinguishable from background is meaningless without knowing the detection limits. Despite requests, LANL has failed to disclose key details, including why any tritium was released if there was no pressure in the FATWACs, end quote. As these are just two among many examples, it appears that LANL's quote-unquote successful completion narrative does not substitute for transparency, accountability, or truth. Communities deserve verified data, not public relations spin. Until LANL provides full disclosure and independent review, its assurances of safety remain unsubstantiated and unacceptable. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read CCW's full press release, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.